You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy.
Summer. The best time of year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take it all, and then you have all my stuff. I'm calling the cops. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Chicken Wing Supreme for that catchphrase submission. And boy, here we are, another episode of Comedy Bang Bang. And you know what we're about to do. We're about to break off another hundo. That's right, episode 801. We're breaking off new hundo with this. We closed a hundo in our last 800th episode, and now we're breaking off the new one, our ninth hundo. Very exciting, and we have very special guests to help us do that. Coming up a little later, we have a very special guest, and we have a someone else who's a very special guest. All right. So, good show.
Get hyped.
My name is Scott Aukerman, and to help us break off this particular hundo, we have a couple of great people here with us. They've been on the show almost as long as we've been doing it. One person in particular, I believe, has been on since episode 16, I think, back in the day. And this is his 11th appearance on the podcast, I believe.
Shit.
You know him from such television programs as...
Oh, no.
Brooklyn 99.
Oh, that's a real one.
Saturday Night Live, which would you agree that they shouldn't call it Saturday Night Live? They should call it like Wednesday on TiVo, because that's when I catch up with it.
Yeah, or like YouTube Monday.
Yeah, exactly. And he has a new program. Well, should I introduce you both, I guess? Well, you know him from that. Then there's another guy who's also maybe never been on the show before. I don't know, but... a good friend. He used to run the Comedy Bang Bang TV show, and now these two have a new show together premiering this Wednesday on Comedy Central called Digman. Oh my gosh. Please welcome Andy Samberg and Neil Campbell.
Yes. Yes.
Hi. Hello. Thank you for having me.
Would it surprise you that you're now a duo?
Would it surprise us?
Yeah.
Based on what?
Well, now you're a duo. Now you do talk shows as a duo, and now you're like... You used to be in the Lonely Island. You've given that up, and now you're it's the two of you.
Yeah, Keeve and Yoram essentially dead to me.
Yep.
With good cause.
Wait, I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, dude. Those dudes fucking suck.
What?
Yeah.
Did they fuck you over personally, or they're just...
Yeah, stole a lot of moolah from me.
Moolah?
Yeah.
I know this, look, we're just starting this, but yeah. I do want to point out a silicone gel thing that comes in like a box of shoes has torn open and the little balls are rolling all over the table.
Are they really? Do you want to clean that up or are you just going to look
like
at
with
it?
My nose? You a dog.
Sorry about that. I believe Paul F. Tompkins, we were recording an episode of Threedom and he found that and tore it open and
got it.
Then I left it there.
So that's just part of the
now
experience.
it's part of what happens on Comedy Bang Bang now.
And they say do not eat.
Yeah.
So
but you can ingest, certainly.
Yeah. All right. I'm just gonna snorf those. That was a little sound work.
Welcome to the show, guys. Andy, you've been on the show ever since our early days. Episode 16. I mean, that was...
I feel like every time I come back, you tell me a fact.
Mm-hmm. A Hollywood fact. Right?
About
wait a minute. Do we need to hear? Oh, I think we do. Oh,
man, didn't waste much time.
Going to Inglewood now. Doing facts and know your stars. Glamour and lots of bars. Get a drink at a club. Then walk in front of the Chinese theater. Hollywood facts. Take out your dicks.
Check out the facts.
It's the Hollywood facts, bro. Pretty good.
Considering
it's been now probably a year and a half since you've heard that, since the last episode you were on.
Sounds about right.
You've been on in every hundo, by the way.
Is that true?
You've been on, episode 16 was your first, you were in our first hundo, and then you were on a 100 episode, a 200, a 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, now 801.
I can't believe I was on the 16th one.
Yeah.
When I came and did it, in my mind, it was like it had already been going forever.
I believe that you were on with, I think, Zach and Andy Daly and one other person, Zach Galifianakis and one other person.
What a dream.
And I think the second time you were on with Adam Pally, and you said to me, remember the first time I was on with all these great people? What happened?
I said that specifically because Pally was doing his worst work that day. He was pulling like a classic Pally, I don't care move.
Which I think was from this actual episode.
It was a Hollywood Facts.
He was doing bro again. And let's hear it again. Going downtown, going to Inglewood now. Everybody check your facts and know your stars. Glitz and glamour and lots of bars. Get a drink at a club. Then go walk in front of the Chinese theater. Hollywood facts. Take out your dicks. Check out the facts. It's the Hollywood facts, bro. There he is.
Second time was better.
Pretty good. We'll get it by the end of the show. And Neil, you don't have a theme song.
No.
I beg to differ.
Do you want to come up with one right now?
Sure.
Okay. Here we go. And three, a two, a three, two, one.
Well, it's Neil, and I'm here. I'd like to be on the show, dear.
Pretty short.
Yeah.
Pretty short.
But
it's like a loop. You kind of.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you want to loop it like 15 times?
Yeah, yeah. And then kind of someone sing the hook over it. And
stuff. Oh, okay. Yeah. Wait, who do you want to sing the hook over it?
You.
I don't know that I can find the time but
it's always a thing.
Time.
Our most valuable resource.
There's a guy who talks about that, actually.
I think he died.
Well, I hope not.
No, he's alive.
Guys, you have a new show called Digman.
Yes.
True.
Very true.
We made it.
You actually put it together. Did you pay for it too?
All out of pocket.
Wow.
Yeah, bad call.
Yeah, bad investment.
Entire thing's been on spec.
Yeah, and we paid for all the ad space, too, for the
For all the companies?
Yeah.
Why?
We suck.
Oh, my God. How much?
Business.
Oh, in business. Yeah. So how much money are you out?
Like 100 million?
Yeah.
100 million. Yeah. God, and that must be mostly coming from you, Andy.
I mean, we don't have it.
Oh, it's an IOU? You were paying an IOU?
A lot of loans.
Yeah.
No.
Silicon Valley Bank kind of gave us a lot.
Well, if they gave you the loan, I think you're fine.
Oh, great.
Oh, we're in the clear.
Yeah, this worked out perfect.
And we're a hit?
What? This is an animated show.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Thank you very much. Would you believe I saw the trailer to it?
It's... It pushes the boundaries of one's imagination, but I will take you at your word.
You have internet access and a TV. Yeah.
Neil's always been the practical one.
I did not watch it on my TV, though. I watched it on my phone.
Yeah. Ah.
And how's the sound?
The sound was, I mean, it's fine. Yeah.
And the Wi-Fi?
Wi-Fi is spotty sometimes up here in the hills, but it does okay.
Wi-Fi for a wife guy.
Thanks. Nice. I've always said that.
I was going to say Wi-Fi try Bud Dry.
Who won the Bud Bowl this year?
I believe it was Bud Light.
Oh, congratulations to Bud Light for another successful win. Have they ever not won?
I think Bud won.
Yeah, and Bud Dry was their star quarterback.
Yes. I think it would be fun if there was a Bud Bowl, Puppy Bowl crossover and it was a bunch of puppies playing against a bunch of brewskis.
And drinking beer.
Yeah.
And getting drunk as fuck.
Just fucked up little pups.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then everywhere. There were like these like hot cheerleaders or something too.
Well, yeah. No,
okay,
no,
sure. Yeah, I guess so.
I guess if you want it to be successful.
So tell me about Digman. It's obviously an animated show that I saw the trailer to, but what more do we know about it?
That's just some of the footage from the show. If you think that the show is just
I watched the whole season, right?
No.
No?
Yeah, there's other animated scenes. It's not just re-editing that 2 minutes of footage.
It's not you guys talking in between these animated scenes I already watched?
No, not at all. Hmm. Well, one episode is, but the rest aren't. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That one the network does not like.
Mm. Do you think the fans will?
Doubtful.
Okay.
But I like the idea that there could be fans.
Yeah,
that's
true.
What we're praying for.
Tiny spider. Oh my God, tiny spider. And there's a tiny spider?
How tiny?
It's like you can't even see it.
Minuscule. Wow.
But maybe like the exact size as the one that bit Peter Parker.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's about that size. The exact amount of radioactivity.
That's what I'm hoping. Come here, little guy.
Would you play Spider-Man if they asked you?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Oh, I would love to ruin that for everyone.
I can only imagine you being cast as an iconic superhero. Just, it must ruin your life. Because for the next 3 years, everyone goes, this person sucks and it's going to suck.
Could be.
And then the rest of your life after that, half the people go, that person did suck. I was right.
Yes. Well, yeah, it's pretty hard to do anything now, right? Without everyone saying you suck.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And that's even if you're a good Spider-Man, people that are fans of Oscorp will be mad.
True.
For kind of the havoc you've wrought upon their corporation.
Exactly. They were reputable before you and your whole fiasco.
Yeah.
So obviously, Digman is an animated show.
Mm-hmm.
With a trailer.
And you say, when one makes a television show, mm-hmm. you think about such shows as Cheers, as Cheers. MASH.
MASH, mm-hmm. That first shot of Felix the Cat when they first broadcast televised image.
Right, right. Yep. The color bars.
The color,
very classic. The yep. boop yeah. on top of the color bars. Just classic television programs. Do you say it? Does that get intimidating when you're like, I can't compare to those? Why am I even bothering? Yeah.
Well, when you set out to do a new one, you go, look, we're never going to be color bars, right? We're never going to be that first Felix the Cat shot. So let's just follow our muse, try and make each other giggle and toot,
mm-hmm.
and just let her rip. And then see if there's a show there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how long did you guys giggle, toot, and let her rip before you were like, I think there might be something here?
Well, we were giggling a lot the first time we got together to write, but we were tickling each other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we kind of went, that doesn't really count. I don't think the show is funny yet.
With part of feathers our process. Or with hands?
Oh, well, feathers, those fingers. Hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the Fs.
Every single F, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Frankfurters.
Foghorns.
Leghorns.
Foghorns. Well, no, that doesn't start with F.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. As desperately as we wanted to tickle each other with leghorns.
But you came up with what you came up with. And then at the end of the day, do you look at it and go like, well, you know, I mean, it's here. We may as well put it out. Is that the process? How does this happen?
Yeah, pretty much. We were like, now that we've put all the work in, why not have it be a show? And then we we have this magic lamp.
What?
Yeah.
You're burying the lead here. What? Where'd you get this magic lamp?
I mean, I don't want to brag, but there's a motherfucking genie in it.
That's the best kind of magic lamp.
I know. And so we were all, genie, we've got a wish left. We can't say what the first two we made were.
Oh, okay. And you couldn't wish for more wishes, obviously.
No, because then that would have been our third wish.
Right, yes. Wait, no. That would... Okay, you could have asked for more wishes. And
well,
you
want to make sure you
it?
Get your first two wishes before you ask for more wishes, so you get the max amount, you know?
It's like
infinity plus two.
Okay, all right. Interesting. So anyway, so what was this third wish?
It's for it to be a show.
Yeah.
And now the genie's gone? Or
genie's gone. We got our first wish.
Where'd he go? Where's the lamp?
Landfill.
Yep.
You threw it away.
Yeah.
Because the genie's good for someone else. Though.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
We didn't want anyone else to get a show.
You know what?
I see.
I drove on the way here. I saw a guy driving a solid gold dump truck. So
you think maybe?
I think a guy at the landfill found it.
Yeah. Well, let's hope he doesn't have any adult animation ideas.
Oh, this is adult animation.
Adults animated is what that means.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not child labor. Every other show.
You took a hard stand on that.
Yeah. Well, I said one or two kids is fine. They could draw those little lines real fast.
If they're really good at drawing.
Yeah.
So it was like a competition. You had to do like an art competition or something.
Exactly. Like in a magazine. You have to draw a duck.
Did you ever do one of those? I drew a turtle.
I once colored in a picture of Cookie Monster and then
what color?
Oh, blue.
Blue, good.
Well, then I won tickets to Sesame Street on Ice.
Oh, really?
Thanks to my color, my drawing.
And did you see that blue little monster himself?
I saw
the Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster, he was on ice. He stopped. There was some sort of wrecking ball situation, I think he got involved with. Yeah.
A wrecking ball Miley Cyrus wrecking ball situation?
This was a pre-Miley wrecking ball.
Whoa, okay.
Before it had been popularized.
This is BC, before Cyrus.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Before Cyrus wrecking ball.
Mm-hmm, BC. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, Neil, who was that? Who performed in the show?
All the Sesame Street Muppets.
So,
and did you hook up with
Bert?
Them?
Huh?
Did you hook up?
Yeah.
Wait, who'd you hook up with?
Okay, cool.
You know that one that's in the trash can? Not Oscar, but there's like another guy who's in a trash can.
Oh, I remember.
He's not like furry or anything. He just is in a trash can.
Wait, he's like pink and wrinkly?
Yeah, yeah. He's kind
of. You're thinking of a worm.
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
A little worm that comes up.
A little worm, yeah, yeah. And then,
Right.
Just at the Capitol Center. And
wait.
Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting. I like Cookie Monster because he's like, I'm not going to have a traditional name. I'm going to wait until my personality develops, and then I'm going to name myself after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after my quirks.
Yeah.
That's like me, Neil.
Because you like to kneel so
much. Yeah, I was always just bowing to people.
What's your actual name?
Stand.
So, okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you changed it.
Yeah. Wow. I've seen you standing, by the way.
No. Oh, thank you, Master.
even when I know you played several parts on the Comedy Bang Bang TV show, we had to CGI legs on you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're
like an opposite dwarf.
Inverted dwarf.
Yep. You're like Ford or Fraud.
Is it too late for Inverted Dorf to be the guest, character guest later today?
I mean, there's always the power of nonlinear editing.
Yeah, that's true.
Ooh, Avid.
Yeah.
Final Cut Pro, of course. Yeah. What was this cut on?
I'm going to tell you. Adobe Premiere.
Adobe Premiere. Mm-hmm. Why was that? Was that because the editor preferred it, or was that because all of the equipment that you hired had it already loaded on?
Editor, I think it's the workflow with the animators. They got to get those drawings into the machine somehow. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. Well, we've covered pretty much everything about Digman, haven't we?
Definitely. Definitely.
Now, what is it about, though? I when I see a title called Digman,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think to myself, like, I don't know what the hell this is about. I'm just going to turn it off. But yeah, but
thanks for that.
it actually is about something.
It is about something. It's something important. And it's an acronym.
Yep, it's an acronym.
We won't say what it stands for, though.
Oh, Digman is an acronym.
Yeah, but that's like a season 5 reveal.
Oh, so. Really? Okay, wow.
We won't tell you what each letter stands for, but we will tell you the M stands for MODOK.
Okay, well, that's an acronym in itself.
Yeah, each letter is its own acronym.
Each letter is an already existing acronym?
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
We have a lot of ideas. We're fucking weird.
So it's like IBM? I don't spoil it.
Maybe...
Yeah, gosh, wow, this is incredible.
D is dare.
Dare to keep kids off drugs.
Drugs, yeah.
Yeah, okay, wow, this is great. Yeah,
dare, IBM.
oh, God, we're struggling to come up with a G.
Fucking...
GPS.
Oh,
GPS, God, your face. God, fuck you, and your fucking face.
And then MODOK.
And then MODOK.
Yes. So
ACLU.
ACLU, great. And then N. NAMBLA.
NCAA.
NAMBLA.
Sorry, guys. It's NAMBLA. I got NAMBLA in first.
Forever now.
That's how it works.
And that's why it's
first pitch goes in.
Animation show.
So what is it about? Because obviously you guys are really funny guys and you have the skill to create something very incredible. So what happened at the end of all of these writing sessions? Where did you land?
First off, that's hella nice of you to say that about us.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Well, oh man, it always feels weird to say anything normal.
I know. We'll fuck around with it though.
Feels more comfortable to say
I can take
normal.
A bullet
and be the...
Be the normal
be
guy?
The normal one.
Try to say it as normally
you
as possible.
You can be the Garf.
I'll be the Garf, you be the Nerm.
Yeah.
because like, just the way you talk is very weird. So just try to be as normal as
so
possible.
So say it normal and then...
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the show.
No. More normal.
This is a show.
Better. Yeah. But not,
okay. That sounded like you.
This is like 10% better.
Oh. All right. It's about an archaeologist.
That's actually true.
That's true. Okay.
It's set in a world where archaeologists are celebrities.
That's also true.
Okay. Tenacious D. That's also true.
The lead
character. You're sweating.
Rick Digman.
You are sweating right now.
No,
what is
not, but that's a... I'm just sick.
Oh, okay.
Voiced by Andy, Rip Digman.
That's true. Yep.
Now, why are you so nervous right now?
I've never talked to a mic before. I'm afraid
it'll
shoot a lightning bolt at me or something.
Oh, no. It's just a regular thing. Like, unless there's some weird kind of freak accident where lightning strikes the studio.
Oh, yeah.
That'll never happen, right?
Hey, Scott, what's going on? I'd like to take you out later.
Oh, hey. This is like a clump situation.
That's right.
Was that from the lightning or?
I don't know. Or did you just...
Hey,
suddenly
got a magic
happen
that transformed my personality.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's Andy plays Rip Digman, an archaeologist, in a world where archaeologists are famous, and then that's it?
And then
or there's
like,
more?
Lots of jokes. It's like the one-line pitch for it was, it's shitty Indiana Jones.
Ah, into shitty Jones.
Into shitty Anna.
Mm-hmm.
So he's always going on adventures. And we got Mitra Johari and Tim Robinson play his kind of cohorts, and everyone's being very funny, and we're just trying to write a bunch of jokes, and this is all true.
When you write a joke,
yes,
and you look at it on paper, do you say to yourself, "Ha ha"?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Well, that's rather much, I kind of say.
Yeah. You're always a bit scandalized by your own work.
Yep. It must be so pleasurable, though, to look at a joke you wrote and go, ha, 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 ha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just know, I did it. I wrote one joke.
Here we go.
And also just to know, like, oh, and now I'm amused.
Thanks to my muse.
Yeah. Before, I was not amused.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I'm in a perpetual state of amusement.
Yes. And wow. I can look at it anytime and simply say, ha ha.
Uh-huh. Wonderful.
Yeah.
But we did actually write it on spec. That part is true.
That's really?
True.
We speculative?
We were sitting on the set of Brooklyn and I, so let's come up with some of them, just make us laugh. That'd be the kind of thing we'd want to see.
So doesn't then the creator of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Dan Gore, doesn't he own part of the show?
He probably should, but...
You were working on it on his
We didn't
time.
Write it on set. We
no.
just... It was, no. You know...
And in our defense...
Wait, a lawyer just whispered in your ear.
yes. What? You're going to go to Jurassic Park, Mr. Gennaro? I guess.
Have a good time, Mr. Gennaro. We'll see you later. Okay, so he left.
He left, yeah.
He'll be fine.
Yeah. He'll be good.
He'll be good.
So you guys were having a ball. You wrote this thing, and then Comedy Central said,
A masquerade ball.
Yes. That's what I mean.
You were having a masquerade ball.
And we wrote it during it, yes. Mm-hmm.
And then Comedy Central's like, hey, look, we're the channel that has shows in the long tradition of South Park, The Daily Show. Mm-hmm. We should buy this because we have that long tradition.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Basically, that's an exact quote, basically. Yeah.
The thing we really liked about Comedy Central was that they wanted to make the show.
Yeah.
And so we were like, deal.
Before they ever even gave you terms or anything like that?
Yeah, we had already said we'll pay for it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, we should have waited maybe to see if they made an offer, but we came out of pocket immediately.
Does it come after South Park?
Yeah, it's premiering after an all-new South Park.
Okay. Pretty good time slot.
I don't mind it. I love South Park.
Yeah. Cartman, the rest?
Cartman. Et Butters.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. What'd you say? Butters?
Butters, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other
Stan? Kyle?
Sure.
Randy?
The gang?
Sure. Homer?
Nope.
No?
Oh, well, must have been a Homer at some point.
Yeah, there was probably a character named Homer.
Here, let me look this up. South Park... I'm going to put that in quotes, and then Homer I'm going to leave out of quotes. Let's see. Big map for South Park Los Angeles came up. South Park Simpsons Wiki fandom? I don't know. I'm not seeing any character named Homer on South Park.
Well, they did an episode about Simpsons, did it? So you would have thought they would have popped up.
Interesting. Maybe if you looked up every script.
Oh, okay. And did a name search or just read him?
Maybe his name would... Well, either way.
Yeah.
But be careful if it's a baseball script.
Oh, why is that?
Well, they might just be referring to a four-bagger, one of the characters.
Yes, a dinger. Yes.
A ding-dong doodle.
Right. Guys, speaking of baseball, the crack of the bat.
Yes.
Am I right?
Love it.
Popcorn here, got your Cracker Jacks.
I'll take some.
Here you are, young man. That'll be $700.
Okay.
Oh, you can let me fuck you.
I guess I'll let you fuck me.
And scene. Man, we are fucking on fire.
That's what happens anytime you go to a baseball game, isn't it?
Yeah. By the way, in that scene, he was 45. Yeah, I just called him young man because that's my kink.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait. How old were you supposed to be?
80.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So he was younger. So
yeah, but I just don't want people to think we're fucking nasty.
Yeah.
It was... a May-December romance, but legal.
Maybe more like, January-June.
Mm. Yeah.
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 Great actress.
Mm-hmm. Mad Men, right?
Yes.
What else?
What else? What else? We got Mad Men? What else?
She's a bad X-Man. An evil X-Man.
Yeah, she was the White Queen, was she not? Queen. Emma Frost.
Yes,
incredible telepathy powers, and was on a boat in that movie. Was she not?
I think so.
Speaking of I'm on a boat.
On a boat, Lonely Island, yeah.
Lonely Island.
That was our song, so.
So there you go. How much are you making zids on Lonely Island songs over the years?
Zidgies?
Yeah.
It's not insane, you know?
It's like it's a steady stream, but it's nothing where you're like, whoa, take a look at this check.
I mean, we had a couple of good years there.
But nowadays, like a Spotify check, when those come rolling in, what are we talking?
I think we're talking like three figures.
Three figures? Like about $350 or so?
Oh, I wouldn't put a three at the front of it.
Oh, okay. 110?
Yeah, maybe 110.
Okay, not bad.
Split three ways.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Sometimes more because, you got to pay the person who wrote the music.
Yeah, you got to pay Akon, who was on that boat with you, right? Or did he do a flat fee?
I don't remember the terms of our deal. But Akon was on Just Had Sex, not I'm on a Boat.
Oh, so sorry. Who was on I'm on a Boat? That was T-Pain. By the way, have you heard his new record?
Not yet.
Just came out today.
Oh, well, that's why I haven't heard it.
Covers record, doing songs like Don't Stop Believin' and War Pigs by Black Sabbath.
Is this real?
Yeah, it's real. Yeah, really good.
I'm definitely going to listen to that.
Yeah. No auto-tune. It's really great.
Yeah, well, T-Pain is very cool.
Yeah, he's a very cool guy. Speaking of Hollywood facts, by the way, we were singing it earlier. Should we sing it again?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like we should.
Sorry.
Let's do it one more time. Well, it's Hollywood facts, and we're going downtown. Going to Inglewood now. Street facts and know your stars. There's glitz and glamour and lots of bars. Get a drink at a club. Then go walk in front of the Chinese theater.
Hollywood facts. Take out your dick.
Check out the facts. It's the Hollywood facts, bro.
I don't think that was more accurate than the previous time.
Well, there was a good 20 minutes we were talking about Mad Men in there.
Do you feel like people enjoy how many times you play the song?
I think so.
Okay.
Still?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good for those residuals.
Yep. That's true. We get a little taste.
You get a one-figure check for those residuals. But speaking of Hollywood facts, Andy, you are in the Comedy Bang Bang book as part of it, doing the Hollywood Facts board game, right?
Yeah. And it's quite a fun game, I must say.
Yeah, it is playable.
Namaste, remember?
Uh-huh. Namaste, what?
Namaste, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
It's about 10 pages of board game fun in the middle of the book, and
it's an honor to be a part of the book and to be a part of the legacy of the PCAST.
That's right. And you're now in the Library of Congress as an author.
Is that so?
Oh, I didn't mean your body. Were you confused?
Yes, because I was like, I feel like I'm here.
No. You're now in the Library of your consciousness.
I mean,
is
my
there.
Mind is elsewhere.
Yes. Let's be honest.
Neil can tell you about that.
Tell me about that, Neil.
His mind is elsewhere.
Great.
Thank you. Would you say this book is, I mean, it seems like it's a real page turner.
Well, it helps. It helps.
I mean, especially when you want to see what's on the next page.
Yeah.
If you do want to see what's on the next page, the first thing I would do is hope that it turns. And then the second thing I would do is...
Of its own accord.
Yeah, of its own accord. The second thing I would do is get one of those Fs out there, the fingies, and use those to turn those pages.
They're not just for tickling anymore.
Nope. So, they're for two things.
So books can be referred to as a page turner. What's the equivalent of that for a movie?
I guess let's see, how many frames are per
24
second
on film?
Yeah. In film, it's 24. On TV, it's 29.33, is it not? So I guess...
That was a big point of contention in our negotiations.
Yeah.
It was.
How many did you want?
I wanted to do the sort of full...
Monty.
The full Hobbit? The 64, high frame rate.
High def,
we wanted Hobbit frames.
Yeah, but they came back at 29.33. They were firm on that, or?
Yeah, but they said we could meet one of the Hobbits. And
one did you choose to meet, or was it the one of their choosing?
It was one of their choosing, just whoever they could get from Bag's End.
Who did it end up being?
Squarth.
Squarth.
Yeah.
I mean, as hobbits go, not the best, not the worst.
No, a little tall for a hobbit.
Yeah, how tall was he?
About 5'5".
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to meet the grumpy old guy who always is like making like grumpy faces at them when they walk by.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they
approve of Gandalf?
Did they mention what he was up to, why he couldn't come? Or?
Passed.
He passed on it. Oh,
passed
wow.
On. Yeah.
He passed on.
Passed on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's dead. Oh.
Int ate him.
Yeah, but his reps also passed. They said, were he still with us, he would have passed.
This would definitely...
Specifically had written...
I hope that my agent still represents me after I'm dead and passes or accepts
things. They said, just so you know, he wrote a lot about his distaste for you guys and what you represent in the world.
My agent mostly seems interested in repping my estate. That's kind of all he asks about.
Hey, how are you feeling?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, did you get a chance to look over
my
that
doctor's number? Gets a stethoscope out of it every time I go to see him.
Well, that's cool. So did you guys hang out or have lunch, or was it you and the Hobbit, Squarth?
Squarth, yeah, yeah. No, it was cool. He sort of talked about what it's like, you know, living in a Hobbit hole.
What is it like? Do you mind passing that on, or are those trade secrets?
No, I'll tell you. It's fun. You know, it's kind of living in the earth. You get to enjoy 11 Z's down there. Mm-hmm.
11 Z's?
Yeah, that's sort of a meal they like.
Second breakfast.
I thought it was some sort of nap situation.
No, but they,
you know, 40 winks, 11 Z's.
Yes,
that's the math of sleep.
Mm.
11
math is everywhere.
Z's.
Math is everywhere.
Especially for that guy from A Beautiful Mind.
Yeah.
Yes.
What if that's all he ever saw? And he was constantly like, and just like clawing at the air. Like, get out of my way. I'm trying to drive.
But they were all just like super accurate equations.
Yeah, sure. But it's like, come on, man. I want to look at my child's face. Get out of here.
Yeah.
I want to look at Jennifer Connelly.
Right.
And her nude body. And all this math is in the way.
Yeah.
Well, he was watching, of course, some of her nude scenes from Mulholland.
Yes. We're not talking about the character in the film A Beautiful Mind. We're talking about the actual real man.
Yes.
Who was not married to Jennifer Connelly. Yes.
No. This is character.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Dickman this Wednesday, Dickman, how many episodes? One?
One this Wednesday. 8 for the season.
Hmm.
Look, we're excited about it. We think it's good. We think it's funny. We just want to make a show that's funny.
Yeah.
I know I'm getting sincere again here.
Hmm.
But, you know, look.
On the plus side, it doesn't sound like you are.
No, that's good.
Yeah. 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 But the words are. It's exactly what we were hoping for.
Look, sometimes people come on this show. I listen. I'm a huge fan of this show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Always they're promoting nice something. And we all know, hey, that person's so funny on Comedy Bang Bang. And they're promoting something. You go, well, that's maybe just something they got cast in. Maybe you watch. You go, it's not really funny how they're funny, you know?
Yeah. Mm.
And this is a thing. I don't know. I think the listeners will like it. Which it's funny how we are funny, I think.
I think anyone who thinks this show is funny would think this show is funny. Wait.
Yes. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah. I think but when I say this show, the first time is Comedy Bang Bang. When I say this the second time is Digman.
Yes, yes. I meant just both Comedy Bang Bang.
Oh, okay.
You think this show is funny? Comedy Bang Bang? You think this show is funny?
Yeah, that's just okay. Stating facts.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was getting at.
Okay, good. So thank you so much. And, that's so nice.
Look, yes, we made this TV show, but if you're listening to Comedy Bang Bang, you got to think Comedy Bang Bang is funny.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Nice words.
Yeah, and then also our show is going to come out.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, that I mean, look, unless something weird happens in the next 2 days, this is going to come out.
Exactly.
You know, but like maybe something will come out about you, Andy, that like suddenly they go like, right. I don't know whether we're comfortable putting out a show. With
yeah, like turned out he was like a huge piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or yeah. Extinction level event could happen.
Could happen. Yeah.
But I would say that ELE. Just because if something weird happens, the show might still come out.
That's true. I mean, I wonder if we're because 2 days is I mean, if you watch The Last of Us, it takes a good what? 3 days for society to totally collapse.
Yeah.
I think if society collapses today, TV shows will still be on by Wednesday.
You think they'll keep running them?
Yeah, probably. And then you'll get those, we love them, the color bars. And then just static.
Uh-huh.
So, but I think Digman will come on right before the color bars and static.
I love
you think?
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible. Well, Digman out this Wednesday.
The last show to ever air.
If there's an extinction
potentially,
level.
Event. I mean, potentially the last TV show to ever air.
You know there's going to be.
Yeah, there probably will be this week. All right. Well, we need to take a break. When we come back, we have a couple of very special guests. And we're going to have more with Andy Samberg, more Neil Campbell. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? 4? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't. Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AURA Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag and drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new Asset Library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. Whether I'm on TV or Broadway, I live by two rules. Follow your dreams and always wear great shoes. That's why I love DSW. Must-have shoes that pair well with whatever you've dreamed up for your life. Seriously, DSW has all the shoes you need for everything, from errand days to date nights. And they're from top brands at prices you can totally brag to all your friends about. That's why I've partnered with DSW to create a collection of shoes I know you'll love. Because, let's be real, whether I'm dancing on TV, teaching you how to make the perfect cocktail in my best-selling book, or starting a whole new venture, it's all about the shoes. Find the shoes to do all the amazing things you do in my new collection at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Andy Samberg, currently signing the table, is here. Ex-SNL. You excited about the SNL 50th anniversary? It must be coming. Have they reached out to you about dates for it or anything like that?
Nope.
Okay. Neil Campbell also here.
Yeah.
And Digman is the what their twisted minds have come up with. You remember the twisted mind of Danny DeVito? He would make such movies as Throw Mama from the Train,
yes,
and The War of the Roses.
Duplex.
Sure. This is a lot like that, but from these two twisted minds. Digman is on Comedy Central this Wednesday after an all-new South Park. Anything to add about it?
Lots of people from Comedy Big Bang guest voices on it.
Mm.
That's true. Paul Rust. Mike Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Paul Rust, Comedy Bang Bang superstar.
Yes.
Mike Mitchell, been on
a couple
twice.
Times.
If they've ever been on, we have to mention them.
Okay. Lauren Lapkus is on a couple episodes.
Mm.
That's a big one.
All right.
Has
Meadows ever done it?
Tim Meadows?
Yeah.
He did the TV show. He was
there you
great
go.
On the TV. And he's in Poker Face. Great episode of Poker Face.
Oh, yeah. It's on my watch list.
Yeah. So, you know, if you like Poker Face, one of the actors is in Digman.
Well, speaking of actors, Rekha Shankar.
Whoa, actress. From the Between Two Ferns movie?
Yes, as a writer on the show.
Whoa, incredible.
Incredible.
Who else wrote on this show?
Rachel Colley.
Mm.
Tim Kalpakis.
Wait, that's a dog, right?
Colley? Yes.
Yeah.
But this is spelled differently.
Oh, good.
K-A-L-Y.
But she is a dog, though?
No. She's a wonderful human being.
She's a human being.
Yeah. Pure human DNA. Top to bottom.
What about dino DNA?
That's what my lawyer's been talking about that a lot lately. But I don't know what he's getting at. Tim Kalpakis, another writer. Hunter Toro. And Emily Altman. No one to forget. Bye.
Yes, Emily Altman. Wonderful group of people. It comes out this Wednesday. We need to get to our next guest.
Yes.
She is a nun. I don't know if we've ever spoken to a nun before. This is exciting. Please welcome to the show, Sister Margaret.
Hi. So good to be here. I'm Sister Margaret of the Church of the Horrid Life of Jesus Christ.
Oh, the Horrid Life of Jesus.
Horrid Life.
I don't know that I know that one. Welcome. This is Andy. This is Neil.
Hi.
Hello, Sister.
Hello.
Hi. Why'd you say it that way?
I don't know how you're supposed to address a nun. I thought that was just
Or is this like doctor or
you can call me sister, but the way he said it was a little.
That's just I'm
it
not
was
not
creepy.
Yeah, I'm bad at talking and. I'm bad. Sorry.
Do you accept cis?
Oh, I take cis. You can say cis. If he says cis, I
Are
feel
you
like
cis?
I didn't like it. See, when he said cis,
sorry.
Yeah,
I didn't like that. It.
What's up, cis?
That's okay, I guess.
That's all right. Okay, that's in the middle. That's it. I'm between Andy and Neil.
Yeah, you're right in the middle.
Andy, one of the most regular people at show business. Neil, one of the most awkward weirdos.
Thank you.
I'm in the middle.
Yes, you're in the middle for sure.
Mm. Welcome to the show. So good to
Thank
to
you
have
for having
you.
Me. I'm so
in the middle.
Happy
we're in the middle
here.
Of this show.
I know. I've been listening.
Have you? Oh, always nice to meet a fan.
I had my ear to the floor. I was listening through the floor.
Oh, I meant in the middle of the run of the show. So we're doing 800 more episodes.
And really?
Then, and then calling it quits?
Yep. Calling it quits at 1600.
Do people want
Perfect
that?
Perfect SAT.
Hey, it's a great address.
Great address, great SAT score. Mm-hmm.
And probably
on
the best
Pennsylvania Avenue is what I mean.
Yeah, but I heard of a murder there.
Yeah, there was a. That's an address that changes all the rules, as I recall.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Are you
like it.
I was just going to say it's also probably the best Atari gaming system. All right, we can move
on.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Now, let's talk more about that, about the gaming.
Do you like Atari?
I love it.
You like it?
I love it.
Asteroids, Space Invaders.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a fantasy land.
Yeah. Pac-Man? Different company.
Anyway.
Hey.
Hoi.
Good to see you.
Yeah, I missed
Welcome
you.
To the show. We've never met, I believe.
But I missed you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we've missed each other our entire lives, and we finally caught up with each other.
Exactly.
Yes.
I'm happy to be here. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah,
I'm so close to St. Patrick's Day.
That's right. It was just this last Friday, was it not?
It was. Yeah. I don't really celebrate that much, though.
You are Irish. I'm sensing an Irish lilt to your voice.
Yes, I am. I'm from a little town outside of Dublin called Bailey's Irish Cream.
Bailey's. Okay. I think there's a drink named after that.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
The township.
I had some this morning.
Did you?
No, yeah.
A whole bottle?
Yeah, just to start my day.
Sounds nice.
You really did you pinch anyone for not wearing green?
I did. I pinched all my sisters. Pinch.
Oh, right.
Well, because you all have to wear the nun's habits. Yeah.
Right.
You should have special green ones for St. Patrick's Day.
We dye our hair underneath the habit.
Oh, the pubes, you mean? Oh, I see. Oh, the.
What are you talking about, the pubes?
I'm sorry. I was. Sorry, when I hear under the habit, I...
No, I meant my hair, my normal hair.
Normal hair, yeah.
And I dye the toilet
water. Do you consider pubes to be abnormal hair?
Why are you bringing up pubes? Right when I get on now, I can talk about pubes.
Sorry, is that...
What color are your pubes?
They're, they're not gray yet.
I bet they're fiery red.
Pubes are all right because they're natural, right? Even Jesus had pubes.
Even Jesus had pubes.
Some people, like me, laser them off.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Is that a painful process?
Oh, I've never done it to myself, but...
Oh, meaning you do it for other people.
Yeah, against their will.
You just mimed like a Star Wars laser gun.
Yeah.
That's how they do it. They just shoot you in your crotch.
Yeah, that's the gun Greedo was holding.
Oh, I see. That's why it was all under the table? Yeah, they were trying to shoot the pubes?
Trying to laser the pubes off. Like, Han Solo killed him, yeah.
Oh, interesting. God, now that makes me think of Han Solo in a different light, a little more negatively.
I didn't want to come on here to talk about pubic hair.
I beg your pardon. What did you come on to talk about? It's great to see you.
It's so great to see you.
Thank you for coming.
I came to talk about how some of my sisters have been acting like bad sisters.
Oh, no.
I know. Hey,
you know those movies like Bad Teacher and Bad Santa? This is like Bad Nuns.
Right. Yeah. Or that
I got to mail that to myself. Hold on.
Was that a good one?
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a good idea. This has legs.
Well, yeah. So some of my sisters have been acting out of order.
Oh, no. Okay. That's terrible to hear. So you came on to a talk show to what? Blow up their spot or
to give a warning. I want to warn all the people that the Lord is watching always, okay? Mm. The Lord knows when you've been good or bad.
Oh, and like Santa in that regard.
He is like Santa. He is Santa.
What's the difference between Jesus and Santa? They both have beards. They both know when you've been good or bad.
They both died when they were turned to three.
Oh, Santa died?
Santa died.
What?
It's a ghost.
I didn't know that. That makes sense now. Yeah, Rudolph. I get it now.
Well, he is an elf, so yeah, he could have just sailed off to the...
Who's an elf?
Santa, a jolly old elf.
Oh, that's right.
He's
right.
The biggest elf that there is.
Yeah.
He's taller than all those other elves. Isn't that
weird?
He's
kind of like Middle Earth.
He's like an elf kaiju.
Yeah, he is. He's an elf kaiju.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Huh.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
So interesting.
Yeah. So wait, how have your sisters been acting poorly?
So every night before we go to bed, we play a game of Monopoly.
Hmm.
And one of my sisters... I heard...
That's a long game before you go to bed, by the way. That game goes until someone's bankrupt. It can be hours.
We play so many games every night before we go to sleep. So we were playing our nightly game of Monopoly when I heard the Lord in my voice, in my head, say, "Hey, Sister Margaret, look over at your sister. Look over at Sister Mary." And I looked, and Sister Mary was taking a $1 bill from the Monopoly bank.
What?
Can you believe it?
Cheating.
Cheating.
Yeah.
So what did I do? I came up to her afterwards. I said, "Hey, Sister Mary, did you take any money from the bank of the Monopoly?" She says, no, I didn't. I said, "I saw you because the liar told me." And she says, okay, I did. I took it. And I said, "The Lord always watches. Your life isn't hard enough for you to be doing something like this. Jesus had the hardest life of all of us, and he never took another bill from the Monopoly."
Did they have Monopoly back then? Jesus era Monopoly?
Yeah, I think they had like
special Monopoly Zero BC.
Special edition, yeah.
Yeah, where it was like the manger is where you stay and you'd pay rent to the shepherds.
Yep.
With Monopoly money.
With Monopoly money, yeah.
It sounds like that behavior is bad.
Agreed.
It doesn't sound good. I mean,
it was bad. She was being a bad sister.
What did she do with that $1 in the game?
She put it in her pocket.
Did she win? Did she just put it in her pocket?
She put it in her pocket.
Right, I would understand if it was to feed the hungry. You know, you're stealing from a big bank.
Sure.
Right.
To feed the poor. To, you know,
like the church of the, or like the Silicon Valley Bank. Like they're taking the money to pay for the poor people.
That's when there was a run on the bank. That's everyone was like, "Oh no, there's so many poor people. We got to get all of our money out of the bank."
It's exactly. A Robin Hood.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. It's Robin Hood.
Also, I would understand it if she was like taking the money out and using it in the game to pay for things.
She just crumpled it up
and put it in her pocket.
I said, "Pull out all the money from your pockets." And she pulled out $3 bills.
No. What was she going to do with these?
I don't know. But she
they have no monetary value outside of the game.
She was stealing the money. I said, "You've been a bad sister in the Lord knows."
Wow. This is pretty incredible.
That's the understatement of the year, Scott. It's mind-blowing.
Do you like it?
Do you like hearing
about the bad sisters?
Are there any more?
So many more.
Oh, that's great news.
Another one of my sisters. We were sitting down for our nightly game of hide and seek.
Every night you play Monopoly and hide and seek?
That's right.
When do you get to bed?
Four or five in the morning.
Oh, 4 or 5. Oh, God. Wow. And you sit down to play these games at what time?
We sat down to play our nightly game of hide and seek. Mm. So this is about 10 p.m.
Okay, so.
And I was searching for everybody in their hiding place. I was looking all over.
You were searching for them in their hiding places?
Normally, all the nuns hide in their specific hiding places.
Okay, this is not a fun game. It doesn't sound like.
And then I go, "Oh, I found you there. Oh, I found you there, Sister Mary, behind the air purifier. Oh, I found you, sister."
Must be a big purifier or
it's a massive
small
purifier. It's as big as your one over there.
That's really small.
That's a big one.
Well, I mean, you're very tiny, though.
What? You always make women so small on this podcast.
No, I don't think so, but you are just a tiny woman.
How tall are they?
They're gigantic. I mean, these guys are like 6'5", something like that.
I don't want to take part in this.
How tall are you?
I'm just normal size, 6'3".
On a good day, sure.
Sure.
I bet you're 6'1".
You think I'm 6'1"?
Yeah.
Get a tape measure out.
Okay. Everybody get on the floor.
Maybe if I'm 5'3". Never mind.
Maybe
anyway.
If I'm 5'3".
All right. Anyway, so what happened with this, what happened in the hide and seek game?
So then, one of the rules in the hide and seek game is that nobody can hide in the basement.
Why is that a rule? What's in the
because
basement?
The parish is too big. If everybody was hiding in the basement, we'd never find them. It's typical.
Yes.
Okay, so it's
close to hell.
Yeah, a little closer to hell. Yeah, are basements sins? Because they're closer to hell?
You'd have to assume so.
What about like digging a well? Is that a sin?
It rhymes with hell.
Jeez, yeah. Man. I've never thought about this.
The ring is kind of, that's not such a good spot.
Wow.
When you go into parking structure down to floor like
P1,
P2, like I think that you're right next to hell at that point.
Oh my God, I've never thought about this.
If you're on that's P4 or P5, forget it.
Yeah.
Dancing with
never
the devil.
That's why you can never find a spot. And then when you do, it takes forever to get back up to wherever the building is.
Jeez, yeah. Wow. Yeah, incredible.
Yeah. Then you forget what floor you were on.
Right.
Because it's hell.
Right. So
you
there's
keep saying incredible, like in a sarcastic way.
Huh?
You keep saying fantastic and incredible.
So now you're in the middle of your hide and seek game. The basement is
off limits.
Off limits.
OL.
Mm-hmm.
And I go down there.
Why'd you go down there?
Because I heard a voice in my head that said from the Lord, it's me, the Lord. Go down to the floor. Go down to the basement. Oh, I bet you're going to find a sister there. And I go down and I found Sister Stephanie.
What was she doing?
Hiding in the basement.
She was hiding?
Behind a car.
Behind a car? What's a car doing in the basement?
It's a parking structure.
Parish's basement is a parking structure.
Interesting, yeah, exactly. Parish. This is for all of the parishioners to park in usually?
Yeah.
I'm getting the visual now.
Yeah. Very convenient, actually.
We take the elevator up to our flower.
Do they validate?
No.
Oh, no.
Is it an Irish car? Irish make?
It is an Irish car. It's a... Yeah. Fjard. It's a Fjard.
It's a Fjard.
Okay.
You'd think it'd be a Swedish car, but it's an Irish one.
They trick you.
So you found... Which sister was this?
Sister Stephanie. Sister Stephanie.
Let's say this five times. Sister Stephanie. From Cats?
Mr.
The magical Mr. Mistopheles?
Mr.
Presto.
What's your guys' warm-up before you go on stage? What do you say to yourself? How do you get your mouth going?
Yeah.
Do you go, vocal the warm-up. Comedian. The comedian whether, has a podcast.
Whether the weather be hot, whether the weather be cold, we'll be together whatever the weather, whether we like it or bold.
So I found her in the basement.
Wow. So she was cheating.
She was cheating. And no. I turned to her and I said, why are you hiding in the basement, Sister Stephanie?
So you were turned away from her?
I was.
And then you had to turn to her. Interesting.
I had to turn to her. I said, why are you hiding in the basement, Sister Stephanie? She says, I'm not. I was just doing me laundry near the cars. I was like, there's no laundry down here. It's a parking lot. She says, okay, I was lying. I am hiding down here. I says, the Lord sees it all. He told me that you're down here. I know you've had a hard life, but you never had a hard life as Jesus Christ.
Right.
Yeah. Jesus Christ never had to hide in the basement.
And I says,
he was right up there on that cross for everyone to see.
Nails and all.
Yep. Yeah, especially the nails.
Yes. So I said to her, you've been a bad sister. You've been a bad sister. You've been as bad as Bono's daughter on Bad Sisters.
Oh, that's right. Bad Sisters was a show. We've talked about it on this show.
Have you?
Yeah, it was Sharon Horgan.
Horgan.
Yeah.
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 Sharon Horgan.
Horgan.
Horgan. That's Horgan. Right. Yes. Yes, Sharon we talked Horgan. About it. Yeah, exactly. Wow, this is terrible.
It's so hard.
What the thing that's happening with the sisters is terrible.
That's terrible. But not Bad Sisters.
Not the show.
Not the show, Bad Sisters.
But that's stuff that happened. Jesus is not so great.
And not me being on the podcast.
No. I would rank it in terms of terribleness. Jesus. What happened to Jesus?
Yeah.
Jesus.
What's happening with your sisters?
Right.
You being on the podcast. And then the show, Bad Sisters.
Bad Sisters at the bottom.
In terms of least terrible.
Okay.
Most terrible to least terrible. Jesus, what happened to Jesus? Yeah. We can all agree.
Can I ask you, since you're a woman of God and you might know the answer to this.
Sure.
I heard a rumor that Jesus' last words were, after this, switch BC to AD. And I ain't talking to Andrew Dismukes.
That's actually true, yeah.
Wow.
That's exactly what he said.
Okay. And you found this out through the ancient texts, or?
The Bible gets updated. So when I look at my Bible, I have little, there's a little new passage that he wrote.
Oh, how does it get
scribble,
updated?
Scribble, like scribble.
Every morning a new edition comes out, or?
Every morning you turn the page and there's a new little note, almost like, in a college
The Bible
book.
Boy throws it on your stoop. Yeah.
Sometimes God will highlight something, or sometimes he'll write something in the corner. It's like that. He'll say, actually, I said this.
Oh, interesting.
And so the last part of it, sorry, Neil, the last part of it was, and ... I ain't talking
to Andrew Dismukes.
And he says he wants it to go from BC to AD.
Right.
But he doesn't mean he ain't talking.
He's not talking to someone with the initials AD, Andrew
Dismukes.
Yeah,
he's talking Anno Domini.
Yes, exactly.
He ain't talking.
And that's just the rumor that I had heard.
Yeah.
Right.
But he was Jesus.
I would have never thought of that.
He was Jesus, so he knew who Andrew Dismukes was going to be.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it could have been a different Andrew Dismukes.
Oh, there could have been a different one back then. But, you know, names back then were all like Jesus of Nazareth.
Andrew Dismukes isn't so far.
That's true. When you think of, I mean, how far away is it? Jesus of Nazareth, Andrew Dismukes. Jesus of Nazareth, Andrew Dismukes. Jandrew of Nazareth, Jandrew of Dismukes, Jandrew Dismukes.
Just so everyone knows, that's something Scott did in post. That didn't happen.
We used morphing technology.
We used morphing technology to morph words together.
So you found two sisters who were bad. That must be the end of it.
No, there's so many more non-bad sisters. I know you care so much.
Tell us about
I know you're
other.
Aching to hear about Marva.
Look, I got to admit, these don't sound like the worst. I mean, first of all, you shouldn't be playing all these games for 7 hours before you go to bed.
Well, we had more games to play.
What else? What else happened?
Well, then we started our nightly game of Truth or Dare.
Truth or Dare? I don't know that the sisters should be playing Truth or Dare.
Why?
I mean, first of all, the truth, you haven't done anything.
We've done plenty of stuff that's bad.
Really?
Yeah.
What have you done that's bad?
One time, I went into the bathroom and I upper decked a toilet.
Meaning you shit into the actual...
That is bad, yeah.
Why would you do something like that?
I thought it was going to be so funny.
That's way worse than the Monopoly money thing.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Huh. Whose toilet?
Another time, I put shit in a wallet and I put it outside on the road. And I watched a bunch of people pick it up the wallet. And I put it in their purse and walk away.
Wait, so there a lot of people put it in their purse and walked away? And then
and I had to keep finding new wallets and new pieces of shit to keep watching them take it.
Where'd you find these pieces? You were just doing them, right?
Oh, yeah. I was making them.
I've had a meal and then I made shit.
Yeah.
You had one a time. Meal and then you made shit.
And then I made shit. Yeah. I've made shit. I guess.
Yeah,
that's all I'm
one time. So this prank doesn't sound like it has a good payoff because they're just merely putting the wallet into their purses walking away.
But then you have to imagine when they get home and they take out their purse, they put it down on the counter, they go to get their wallet. What's all this?
I guess you're not seeing it. Were you disappointed that no one like picked up the wallet, opened it up to see what was inside, and then found shit in it in front of you?
Now that would have been better. I think of it. But I had to imagine them coming home with it all the time.
Interesting. Well, so what happened with this third bad sister?
So, okay, we're playing a game of Truth or Dare. I says Truth or Dare to my friend, my sister Sarah. I says, Sarah, Truth or Dare? She says, Truth. I says, what's your biggest pet peeve? She goes, my biggest pet peeve is when people chew with their mouth open.
That's bad. That's pretty bad. All right.
Then I heard the Lord of my air go, She's lying. I tell you, she's fucking lying.
This is the Lord.
The Lord said that?
That's what he sounds like.
You're
fucking lying.
Yeah.
I says to her after the game, I says, just tell me something, Sarah. Is it really a pet peeve when people just chew with your mouth open? Because the liar told me it's a lie. He says, you're a fucking liar. You fucking bitch. She says, okay, I guess I was lying. Actually, my biggest pet peeve is when people eat something out of the fridge that's mine.
She lied.
That's a lie. You're not supposed to lie. That's one of the 10 big ones.
I said the Lord saw it. And you've been a bad sister.
Right.
Wow.
And then you put your shit in someone else's wallet.
Yeah.
And then what I did was I actually put a little bit of shit in her pillowcase.
Oh, so you got these sisters back by shitting in their pillowcases?
Yeah, I put a little bit of shit.
Okay, I don't know the punishment fits
the
crime.
She was being bad. She was being a bad sister.
Are you in charge?
Yes, I'm the head. I'm the captain. I'm the captain.
Captain, no.
Wait, so this is like a Captain Phillips situation where suddenly you're the captain now?
I'm the first mate.
Okay.
Why do you make that face?
I don't think that these are really bad things that they did. In fact,
these are very bad.
I think when you came up to Sister Sarah, she may have just said, like, upon reflection, now that I think about it, I actually hate it when people steal stuff out of the fridge more. Like, I don't know if it was a lie.
It was a lie. She lied. Did you hear the Lord? Did you hear what he said? She's a fucking bitch.
Okay, I don't know that the Lord...
Go after her. Go after her.
The Lord is talking to you.
Put some shit in your pillowcase. Oh, I just did with a large town muted ale.
I think that you, have you ever been evaluated by a therapist or a psychologist or?
I've been therapized.
You've been what?
Therapized.
Therapized?
I've been therapized.
Oh, you've been to a priest.
To a priest, yes.
Oh, okay.
I've done the confession.
That's not, I mean, it's not exactly.
It's the same. Mm.
I don't know that a priest is able to diagnose issues such as schizophrenia.
Do you go to a therapist? Because you need one big time.
You just met me.
I think any man who has a podcast needs to go to therapy.
These are good. Yeah. This is actually.
This is not a substitute. Talking in a microphone and trying to work through your own stuff online.
Well, everything that we worked out in the first segment with these two guys. Like we worked through some major shit about Mad Men.
Very emotional. What did you guys learn about yourself in the first segment? Anything?
My height.
That's true.
You're taller than you thought.
Yeah, I'm way taller.
Yeah.
I learned that I have been on this a lot of times.
Yeah. See, this is therapy for guys.
Yeah.
This is not therapy.
Podcast is therapy.
Has
for
anyone
guys.
Ever cried on here besides you?
I don't know. I it's not that kind of show, really. You know, we're not getting too deep. This is the deepest. In fact, I think we've ever gone with you.
With me?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I have that effect.
Yeah.
I go deep.
Yeah. Why did you want to even become a nun?
I like the uniform.
You like to what?
Uniform.
Oh, you like the uniform. Mm. Oh, yeah. I mean, you look sexy in it.
What the fuck?
You got that big slit up
this
the side?
This is inappropriate. You're sexually harassing me.
I mean, it's very tight is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I get mine extra tight.
Why? See, it's like you want this effect on people.
I get mine extra tight and I get a little slit right down the back.
Right down the back.
Starting mid-back, I get the slit. Starting mid-back all the way down.
All the way
knee.
Down. Yeah, it's very...
So when I bend over, you see everything.
Yeah, please don't bend over, by the way. I want to see nothing.
Why? You seemed like you wanted to see it a second
all
ago.
All right, I'll see it. You drive a hard bargain.
There
you
go. There it is.
Whoomp. There it is. Wow.
Wow.
That's everything. That's 100% of it. Wow.
So anyway, the show is Digman. It's going to be on Comedy Central.
I don't know. I don't know, Sister Margaret. I had to look down at my sheet. Sorry. I just, this doesn't sound bad. It sounds like you are having delusions.
We were playing our nightly game of 7 minutes in heaven.
Oh, man. You guys have a stacked game schedule.
They might have gotten fooled by the name. That might be.
Yeah. Yep.
And usually what happens is we all take turns for 7 minutes going in the closet alone.
Alone.
Making out with the Lord. But this time, I realized one of my sisters was taking a little bit too long. And I thought, what's going on in there? And then I heard the Lord in my head say, that fucking slut. That fucking slut in there is, she's not making out with me. She's making out with somebody else.
Oh, no.
And I opened the door and I said, who are you making out with in here? And my friend, Sister Joy, she said, I was envisioning making out with Sister Mary.
No. Wow. Okay.
So what I did was.
Oh, no.
I took her into the bathroom.
Okay.
And I stuffed her head in the toilet bowl full of shit.
Oh, full of shit already?
Pre-shitted. I was praying it was clean.
So you had shit in the toilet before the game started?
I'd upper decked and I lower decked
what?
It.
No.
And I pressed the flush button and watched her hair go round and round.
Oh,
and I said, don't you dare lie to me or the Lord again. You've been a bad sister.
Well, she didn't lie to you. She told you the truth.
She fucking lied.
No, you asked her about it. And she told you the truth about
she
it.
She was lying in there. Okay. She shouldn't have been making out with the Lord like we all do.
You can't, by the way, you can't make a sin two sins. Okay? It's either the sin of making out with someone wrong. It can't be that and a lie.
It was all a lie.
Because every sin is a lie, technically.
Every sin's a lie.
I don't know. Look, this is not bad. I don't know, Sister Margaret. You sound like you're a lunatic. I'm sorry to say.
That's not very nice, just coming from a fucking psychopath.
Look, I hate to say this on the show. We've had a lot of great guests on the show, a lot of people I love, and people come here and they talk about interesting things. But every once in a while, a real fucking weirdo comes on. And I call balls and strikes here, and you are one of those weirdos.
Does that mean you'll have me back?
Yeah, sure. When do you want to come back?
Why don't I come back for Agto 2?
All right. Yeah, sure. We'll see you next week. All right. We need to take a break. When we come back, we have another special guest. That's right. Dirty Dog is going to be here. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Andy Samberg is here of Digman, coming out this Wednesday on Comedy Central,
yeah.
Right after South Park. And we also have Sister Margaret is here as well.
Hi.
From the was it? The Horrid Life of Jesus Christ?
The Church of the Horrid Life of Jesus Christ.
Oh, gosh. Neil Campbell had to go, but we have our next guest is ready to go here. And he's never been on the show before. Welcome him. This is Dirty Dog.
Hey, it's me, Dirty Dog. Bark, bark.
Hey, bark, bark.
Bark,
what
bark.
What is up indeed?
Hey, let's first describe my appearance.
Yeah, let's do it.
6'3".
Yep. That's the normal height.
I'm a Doberman.
You are a Doberman, of course, yeah.
Standing on my back legs.
That's right. Yeah, very tall for a
Visible
Doberman.
Abs.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Spike collar.
Kind of six-packy looking,
yeah,
in a way.
Yeah, six-pack.
Yeah.
Bark, bark.
Bark, bark, of course, yeah. What'd you say about the collar?
Spike? Spike collar.
Spike's collar, yeah. Also, you're wearing a t-shirt. Like a doggy t-shirt. Mm-hmm. What's it say on the? Because I'm only seeing your front. What's it say on the back where people can usually see it?
You're asking what it says on the back or on the front?
Well, on the back, because doggy t-shirts have things written on the back.
Oh, yeah.
Because usually they're not on their hind legs.
It's just bad to the bone. Bark, bark.
Mm-hmm. With, let me guess. Picture of a bone?
Picture of a bone. Yeah. And an arrow.
And an arrow.
From the word bone to the bone, just in case you don't get it.
Oh, got it. I thought you meant like an arrow that an archer would shoot.
This ain't no William Tell situation. Bark, bark.
Okay, good stuff. Hey, this is Andy.
Hey, Andy. Bark, bark. How's it going?
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is
I recognize a fellow dirty dog. Bark, bark.
Oh, no.
I guess you're a dirty dog, Andy. This is Sister Margaret.
Hey, Sister Margaret.
Hi.
Hi, bark, bark.
I like your church. I like your vibe.
Thanks. Do you like my jean shorts? Bark, bark.
I do. They're so short.
Yeah. I get cut a little hole for my tail to stick out the back.
Wait, you cut the hole or do you buy them like this?
Cut it out myself.
So these are human shorts that you're cutting a hole
these
out
for? These are Levi's 5'11 jeans. Cut off.
5'11s?
5'11s.
I know about the 501s.
Are those vintage?
Oh, they're skinny.
Oh, 5'11s are the skinny ones. Yeah. Well, it's great to have you on the show. What? Tell us about yourself.
Hey, I'm a dirty dog. I like getting it on.
Sure.
I like every juice there is.
Every juice. So orange juice?
Orange juice, but also the nasty juices.
Oh, okay. All right. I see what you're saying. But you do like orange juice.
And I like orange juice.
Apple juice?
Yep.
And then the nasty juices.
Nasty
as
juices.
Well.
Pomegranate
juice. Yeah. Plum juice? Do they make plum juice?
They do where I'm from. Bark, bark.
Where is that?
My balls, Dick.
What?
That's my plum juice. Bark, bark.
You're from your balls. Own balls.
No, I'm from someone else's. I was made out of someone else's plum juice.
We're all from someone's balls when you think about it.
Yeah, when you think about it. Yeah, even sisters
plum
like
juice.
You. Yeah, that's true. And what brings you on the show today?
Hey, I'm here for one nasty little reason.
Andy, what do you think about Dirty Dog? Sorry, Big Dog is a different guest we've had on. Dirty yeah. Dog. What do you think about Dirty Dog?
So, well, I'm kind of reserving judgment
until we hear the nasty reason.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I like this guy. He's a fellow Dirty Dog. I can tell. Hey, Mark.
I am not. No.
All right, my one little nasty reason that I'm here. I got to remind kids, you got to do your homework.
Oh.
Okay.
It's not so bad. Kids don't do their homework.
It's not so bad, Andy. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I was expecting something different, but I can't argue with it.
Yeah, I mean, kids should do their homework. I mean, especially if they want to get good grades, right?
It depends on the assignment. I mean, speaking as a former student.
Yeah, yeah. Although, can you really pick and choose which homework to do, or should you just do it all?
I mean, it depends what you want to get out of the experience of school, right?
Sure. I guess there's sometimes when you could say, like, you know what, I'm not going to be a chemist.
Exactly.
You know, why do I need an A on this? Although getting into a good college, although what with student loans now being what they are, I don't know that I would
maybe
suggest.
Better off just going to trade school.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I would agree with all of that. I would just add bark, bark.
Okay. Bark, bark. What do you think, Sister Margaret? I mean,
about college.
About homework in general.
I think homework is a good thing if you're a nerd.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't realize you were so cool. I mean, you are very sexy in that slit all the way up to the nape of your neck.
Did you see I cut a slit in the top of my headdress?
By the way, I think you cut into your actual head because you're bleeding.
I'm
right
bleeding.
Now. Yeah. Yeah.
Guys like blood, though, don't you? God likes it.
Hey, it's one of the juices.
One of the nasty juices.
Yeah.
Especially a certain week per month. Am I right?
Are you talking about periods?
I guess so.
Are you jealous that we get him and you don't?
Never stop, dirty dog. I'll say that.
From what?
Chowing down. Bowerk, bark.
Bowerk, bowerk?
Bowerk, bowerk.
All right. I still haven't decided if I like it.
Okay.
Anyway,
the homework stuff,
homework.
We were on
You
board.
Gotta do your homework. Hey, take it from Dirty Dog, Bowerk, Bowerk.
So we've just transitioned into Bowerk, Bowerk.
I have multiple things I say.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is two of multiple. Two of
Mark,
question
Mark,
mark.
Bowerk, Bowerk.
Yeah. Yeah, totally different catchphrase.
Yeah. Depends on the situation.
Okay.
If you listen back, you'll understand why I sometimes say one or the other.
Okay. We'll be able to decode this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bark, bark. Anyway, kids, you got to do your homework. Don't say I ate it. Bark, bark.
Oh, wait a minute. I see what's happening here.
Don't
You're tired of being
I
blamed for eating homework.
Yeah. Kids, you got to do the homework. Don't say dirt that I'll ate it. Bark, bark.
So wait, you don't care about the kids at all.
I do care about kids. How dare you, bark.
Just one bark? So this is a third thing?
Oh, and then a bowerk.
Okay, so bark, bark, bowerk, bowerk, and bark, bowerk. These are your three things you say?
Thus far.
I haven't cracked the code yet as to why.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. So, you know, you're self-interested in not being blamed for eating the homework.
Sure, that's one way of looking at it. But another way of looking at it, in black and white, mind you, can't see color.
Sure, sure. Oh.
Because you're a dog.
I'm a dog. Bark, bark. Yep. Is that kids should do their homework. They want to grow up and get a good job.
Wait, wait, wait. Kids will grow up regardless of if they do their homework, right? I mean, sure, there's a small percentage of kids who don't grow up. I don't know why we're focusing on that, but
let's not.
but kids will grow up regardless. But they should grow up and do their homework so they can
get I guess I meant... So they grow up, dot, 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 and get a good job.
And get a good job.
Learn how to do their taxes.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, with TurboTax, though, you can just pretty much pay someone to do that.
Turbo, that snail?
Do you like snails?
I like the animated movie Turbo. But a snail that races.
Have you ever eaten a snail?
Yep. Bark, bark. Oh.
Like in a French restaurant?
Yeah,
or?
Escargot down my throat. Mm-hmm.
And what about not in a restaurant, just like off the sidewalk?
Yep.
And what's the difference?
The butter. Bark, bark.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
I just had one right before I got here.
Wait, at a French restaurant? Or?
Nope.
Oh, okay. So a butterless street snail.
Butterless street snail. Bark, bark. Okay.
And did you like that as much? Or just
nope.
Different?
No.
So you like it better with the butter?
Better with butter. Hey. That describes more than one thing. Hey, hey.
That'd make a nice t-shirt, better with butter. It'd be better with butter.
That's true. But I got to point out, hey, hey, isn't that something you say?
Yes. Do you point out everything your guests say? When they say a new sentence, that it must happen all the time. But a guest doesn't say so.
Sure.
So that's something they hadn't previously said.
Dirty Dog, do you have owners?
Hey, only one who owns a Dirty Dog is Dirty Dog. Bark, bark.
Okay, okay. So you're a street dog.
Street dog.
Yeah. So would you like to have a forever home?
No, what are you talking about? That'd be crazy. Bark, bark.
We're looking for a third dog, and I mean, we have room here at the house.
Does it matter that I can talk and I walk on my hind legs?
This is creepy that you'd want to own him.
I'd like for you to be my property.
No what way. Dee Dee ain't taking that deal.
Oh, you call yourself Dee Dee. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So now, does Daredevil, by the way.
It was in context. Murdoch? Is yep. Dee Dee ain't taking that deal also a catchphrase, or that just happened conversationally?
I have t-shirts that have that printed on it.
That's yes. Right. Okay, yeah, it felt like you had said before. Yeah.
Do you ever call yourself Double D?
Yes, sometimes when I'm in heat, I'll say that.
When you're in heat, you call yourself Double D.
Yeah.
Like Double D needs. Interesting.
Bark, bark.
Yeah, so, what do you do for a living?
Advocate for kids to do their homework, go around to schools.
So you get paid for this?
Yeah. Do assemblies and stuff at different schools and come out.
Oh.
Huh.
You got to do your homework.
Do you mind if we hear some of your program? Like, you must fill an hour, right? Or a 45-minute lunch class or something?
Oh, it's long. It's like 3 hours. Yeah.
3 hours? Okay, let's hear a tiny sliver of it.
Bark, bark.
Okay, a little bit more.
More than that. More, yeah, than, more that. Than that.
Yeah.
Bark, bark. Hey, this is Nerdy Dog. Bark, bark.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kids, you got to do your homework. Don't say I ate it.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Did you do new stuff?
Do you ever do like a call and response? Like, can I get a bark bark if you did your homework today?
No, but I'll add that in. I'll add a fourth hour.
Yeah. Although I should say, kids usually don't do homework on the day they're in school. They usually do it the night after.
Right. So, well, like, maybe just change it to ask the question. Yeah. Who did their homework last night?
Yes. Yeah. Change it to last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was important. Thanks.
Well, sometimes I do a little act out. So I bring a kid up. I go, okay, let's say you're getting.
Okay,
home
let's
from say,
let's pretend Andy is a kid.
Oh, all right.
All right. Here we go. All right.
Hey, let's picture this. You're getting home from school.
Wait, you didn't ask him to come up on stage.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. Hey, you look like a little boy. Come up on stage.
Is that what you usually say? You look like a little boy?
Half the time, and half the time, little girl.
Oh, okay.
And am I up on stage now?
Now you're up on stage.
Okay.
Hey. Don't be scared, a dirty dog. Bark, bark.
Okay.
Let me guess. When you get home from school, you don't feel like doing your homework.
That's true.
You want to play video games.
Yes.
You want to ride your bike.
Kind of.
You want to call your friends and talk about all the latest products.
Okay, sure.
You want to draw a picture of Dirty Dog?
I don't know about that one.
Those are all fun things. But you got to do the homework first. Bark, bark.
Okay, and then what am I supposed to do?
What does a kid usually do in this situation? Yeah. I mean, like, Andy's kind of lost here as an actor.
They usually break down in tears, hug me, thank me.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you feeling that at all? I mean, maybe it's been a minute since you've been in touch with your inner child.
I let him put a leash on me sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just kind of like waiting for Dirty Dog to go postal, honestly.
Right, right.
Oh, I sometimes have to scare them straight if they're saying they won't do their homework.
Oh, yeah. Why don't we try that? Why don't we try that?
You know what? Dirty Dog, I don't want to do my homework.
You little fucking shit.
Jeez.
I like this part. This part makes sense.
You motherfucking little bark bark bastard.
Oh, man. You do this in front of the school?
Yeah.
And the teachers are cool with it?
Very.
Oh.
Is this when they start crying?
Yeah, sometimes.
What about a real hard case like Andy? He's not crying right
guess
now.
Guess what? Bark bark. My bark is not worse than my bite. And I'm going to give you one of my signature bites if you don't do your homework.
You're going to bite me?
I'll bite you.
Where? Where are you going to bite him?
I'll bite you. Look, I don't like to use this kind of language, but there's no other
you just said
word to say. I'll bite you on your fucking ass.
You don't like to use that
I
kind
hate
of language?
Using that language. Yeah.
Why? Are you religious?
I'm religious to the core.
Oh.
But I'll use it in this case because it's not.
Which religion, by the way?
I'm several.
Oh, so Scientology?
Mostly Scientology. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So it offends Xenu.
Yeah. I can see the thetans coming off of you.
Oh, this took a turn.
So wait a minute. Bark. So are these talks that you're giving to kids, is this just Scientology? You're trying to turn them into Scientologists?
Well, yeah, I do a sort of a personality test by the end.
Wow. Well, Dirty Dog, this is incredible.
Mark Bauer.
Wait, Mark Bauer. Yeah. Okay. Wow. We got it. What, that was a very rare Bark Bauer.
I think that means like Dirty Dog's happy.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's panting like he's happy.
Yeah. His lipstick came out. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, Dirty Dog, look, would it surprise you to learn that we are running out of time?
I can't tell time, but no.
You can't tell time? I didn't know that about dogs.
No, I can't tell time at all so that I don't accidentally infringe upon anyone else's thing.
Oh, I see. I understand. Yes, yes. Yep. We don't want to do that. We are running out of time, though. We just have time for one final feature on the show, and that is, of course, a little something called plugs.
It's the plug.
All right. That was great. That was It's the Plugs by Chazzy D. Thanks to Chazzy D. If you have a plugs theme, send it to cbbworld.com/plugs. All right. What are we plugging? Obviously, Digman is out on this Wednesday, Comedy Central, right after a new South Park. Is that right?
Yeah,
that's right.
Dirty Dog, you know this?
Oh, sorry. Dirty Dog consulted on the show.
Oh, this makes sense now.
Yeah.
I was the life model for dogs.
Oh, okay.
For the animators.
You were like, would a dog watch this show?
Yes. Dogs would love this show. You got to watch this.
When you say life model, this was you were watching the show and saying, yes, this applies to dogs?
Yes, exactly. That's okay. What I meant.
I understand.
This is true to dogs.
This is true to dogs, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, great. What's the first episode called?
Pilot.
Pilot. Is that legally mandated that you have to call the first one pilot? It seems weird. It seems like now with technology, you should be able to go back and just call it whatever you want, right?
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. We didn't really think about it. It was like, you know, my dad was circumcised, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And he's one of the greats at that.
Agreed.
I mean, it was like down to the nub though.
Uh-huh. It was thorough.
It was a little too much off the top, if you know what I mean.
Hey, that's my dad, dude.
Great movie. You and Adam Sandler, right?
That's my dad, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, where's my dad?
Dude, where's my dad? Anything else you want to plug? Obviously, you're in the Comedy Bang Bang book, Andy. Yep, Hollywood Facts board game.
Yeah.
What else? No?
I mean, I don't know.
No prods on the horizon?
Nothing to speak of. Really just excited about the cartoon.
Yeah. I mean, it takes a lot of work to put together something like this. And, yeah. So
took a long time.
Yeah. Eight episodes is the result. And they'll be weekly, I assume. Or do you like put one up and then beg them to put another one out?
Should be weekly, but Dirty Dog sometimes has to beg. Please air it again next week.
All right. Great. Sister Margaret, what do you want to plug?
I'd like to plug being a good sister, being faithful to the Lord, and shitting in people's shoes in the closets of when they put their shoes on their shit in the shoes.
Don't know that needs a plug. But.
And also, I've been listening to a couple of podcasts on the CBB Presents.
Oh, really? Which ones have you been listening to?
I've been listening to This Book Changed My Life. And I've also been listening to Hey Randy.
Okay, yeah, those are two great shows.
And I've been following online a really good social media.
Uh-oh, who's this?
This is a girl named Lily Sullivan, at
L-I-L-Y-Y-L-Y-L-Y. All right, great. I want to plug the Comedy Bang Bang book. We've talked about it. If you want to order it, pre-order it, you can go to cbbworld.com/book or get it from anywhere you get books. And coming out in a month, very exciting. I have a copy right here, and we were flipping through it a little bit earlier. It's very good, I think. And while you're over there at CBB World, you can check out shows like Hey Randy and This Book Changed My Life and Who Me with the Batman. And also we have Scott Hasn't Seen. I think we have a great episode coming up this Friday where we watch next Friday, I believe, where we watch an interesting show with an interesting person. All right. Well, why don't we close up the old plug bag?
Doors are made for closing, so we take them up and shut them tight. And then doors are made for locking, so we take our key and make it right. We turn it to the right. Oh no, that unlocked it. It's time to open the plug.
Oh my God.
do. Bruba go do. Bruba go do. Yes, 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 yes.
Dr. Skeleton celebrity toy.
Yeah, that was it's tricky to cut off the plug toilet. Oh, that's germane to your interests. Toilets.
It's tricky, yeah. It's tricky to upper deck a toilet.
Yeah, it's tricky to cut off the plug toilet by John Crane. Thank you so much to John Crane. That was really good. I enjoyed that. Again, if you have any closing up the plug bag themes, go to cbbworld.com/plugs. And guys, I want to thank you so much. Andy, so great to see you. I'll see you in another 100 probably.
At least.
Come on, you got to be in the nines, the 900s.
I wouldn't miss them for the world,
this
Scott.
Is tough because you broke off another hundo. You're at 801.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll probably be in this hundo again.
You probably will. I hope so. Yeah. I hope you have a reason to come back. Sister Margaret, always great to see you.
I'll see you next week.
See you next week for 802. 802. Yeah, we'll see you. And Dirty Dog.
Bark. Bark.
Hey, that's his sign. Wonderful. Oh, Dirty Dog is happy. All right, and I'm happy too. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again. This spring, get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.